Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. It's Tuesday, September 13th, 2022. Here are three big things you need to know. One, if you plan to travel by rail, take note, Amtrak starting to cancel some long-distance routes. The move comes with news that the first national railroad strike in years could start this week. Amtrak says starting today, it will begin suspending service from Chicago to Los Angeles, Chicago to Seattle, Chicago to San Francisco, and Los Angeles to San Antonio. Two, Michigan Supreme Court Chief Justice Bridget McCormick is retiring by the end of the year. She told Governor Whitmer of her decision, and Governor praised her for her work on the state's highest court. McCormick sworn in as justice in 2013 and has been Chief Justice since January 2019. She says it's time to move on and let others lead. And number three, Americans are becoming less concerned about becoming exposed to COVID-19 in the workplace. A new Gallup survey puts that number at 33% who describe themselves as very or moderately concerned. Overall, about 40% say they're not concerned at all about coming down with COVID while at work. That's where we start hour one today of the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on this Tuesday. Steve, not 100%, so the call to the bullpen goes out and the phone is answered, and I'm here with you for the next 3 hours. Happy to be alongside. We'll talk today in hour two with J. Ron Smith, Donald Trump's deputy assistant at the White House for criminal justice reform and other crime programs. Dr. John Lott in hour two from the Crime Prevention Research Center. He says we have to fix sloppy record keeping to retain faith in elections. Some research there from him. Ron Armstrong, hour three from Stand Up Michigan on Proposal 2, what that might change in Michigan. And State Rep. Gary Eisen, also in hour three. He's a member of the Michigan State House. Talk about a potential ban on phones, students during school hours. All that, and also coming up here in hour one. I almost forgot about this. Mark Morano is with us. He's got a new book called The Great Reset, just out, I believe, a week or two ago. And we'll talk to him about the book and what it entails and what The Great Reset entails, too, and what we should be looking for or concerned about. Mark Morano with us here in hour one of The Steve Gruber Show. My name is Scott Bertram. You can find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram. That's S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. And I'm a frequent fill-in guest here for Steve when he's unavailable to host. Always privileged and proud to guest host and talk to you across the great state of Michigan, where I've been for now nearly 7 years. I grew up in the state of Illinois and lived my whole life there until moving out here in January of 2016. So closing in on 7 years here in Michigan. If you don't know who I am, every now and then a brief introduction helps because there are new listeners all the time for the Steve Gruber Show. I'm here at Hillsdale College, which is south central Michigan. If you go to the Indiana-Ohio border, go north about 15 miles, you'll hit us there. We're not close to anything at all, but the college is here, and that's the important thing. I'm a lecturer in journalism here at the college and also the general manager of the award-winning student radio station here on campus, WRFH, where we've had some graduates go on to great things in the industry and also have won both national and state awards. Very proud of the students for that. I've been here for, well, as long as I've been in Michigan, so nearly 7 years now, entering my seventh academic year, just beginning here on Hillsdale's campus. You also can find me in a number of places hosting podcasts like the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, heard on many of these fine radio stations on the weekends across the state. Also available in podcast form wherever you get your podcasts. I also host the Hillsdale College Classical Education Podcast. You hear me hosting Political Beats, a show for National Review and for ourselves, over at patreon.com/politicalbeats. That's where to help the show and support us. We do neat things where we talk with people in and around the world of politics, but about nothing political whatsoever. About that for a twist. We talk only about our guest's favorite band or musical artist. And we've done 116 episodes, I think, and going through in great detail the discographies, the work of these great artists through the past 50 years or so of music, 50 plus years at this point. It's been a blast, and we invite you to check it out at Political Beats or patreon.com/politicalbeats. I write in various places, too, although with the podcast work and filling in here, I haven't had a chance to write a whole lot recently, but National Review and The Federalist and The American Spectator and elsewhere have all hosted some of my work. And again, the best place to stay in touch and hear my thoughts, although I warn you, thoughts often have some sports-related information and music-related information. So if you don't want a pure political feed, I'm not always going to be the right person, I guess. At Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. And the other big thing to know about when I guest host here for Steve, because I do have that passion for music, we always spin these tunes coming out of breaks that reflect birthdays, death days, anniversaries. On this days, we go back into the world of music history and tell you a little bit about the people and the songs that have made history through time on this day. A little bonus, a little bonus when I'm sitting here guest hosting for Steve on the program. So that's me. That's what I'm about. And I'm glad to be with you here for the next 3 hours or so. Hillsdale students are back on campus. We're, if you can believe it, well, I guess really if I can believe it, we're on to week 4 of the academic calendar already. Time absolutely flies. We started a couple weeks ago, obviously, and we'll run through, the very beginning of December before taking off for Christmas break for about 6-7 weeks or so. And another great group of freshmen. We have 400 and some freshmen. I think it's like 406, 407, something along those lines. And these freshman classes just keep getting better and better. Outstanding students here on the campus of Hillsdale College, And happy to have the opportunity to teach some of them in class and also work with them here on the radio station as well. The students are bright and ready to learn, and they're, you know what? They're happy to be here too, which makes for a great learning environment. And the first football game of the year was this weekend, our first home football game. Hillsdale now 2-0 on the season. Had a fireworks display after the fact. We had rain showers. You know, it was a real football game because you had the elements come into play. Had huge amounts of rain pour down as the game was starting. Made for a slick surface through most of the game. Chargers, Hillsdale Chargers down early. GMAC conference to Walsh, but came back for a big win. Was it 35-17, I think? But fun. The first time my 7-year-old daughter decided to attend a game with the rest of us. It was an entire family affair at the game this past Saturday. Whole lot of fun. And, of course, Michigan, Michigan State both out to big starts to the season as well. It should be a fun college football season all around the state. All right, coming up here on the program, we'll talk with Mark Morano at the bottom of the hour. When we come back, brief you a little bit on some news that broke later in the evening yesterday. Senator Lindsey Graham is set to propose legislation to enact new national abortion restrictions at 15 weeks, which is pretty popular across the country. So news on that coming up in just a few moments. My name is Scott Bertram, filling in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
See it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out TheBarkingBoutique.com.
The BarkingBoutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. The BarkingBoutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber, and save 20%. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable. It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. And it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.